Grandpa's Lost in Space. Written and illustrated by Heloise O'Donoghue. Translated by Andrea Gatta and Giulia Florcaguana Barrios. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Roberto Benfenati.
Your grandpa's lost in space again, Gran sighed wearily. You know the drill, Ali. Fetch the head protectors. I'll prepare the craft for takeoff.
Ali grabbed her helmets and scrambled in next to her Gran.
Commencing countdown, Gran bellowed. Engines on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff. First stop, Mercury, cried Gran as they shot up into the sky.
Mercurio is a fast planet. Its cars are veloci, and Mercurians are veloci. Even time goes faster there. But the Mercurians' pride and joy are their athletes, who are più veloci than athletes anywhere else in the universe. Their annual Who's the Fastest race is a very important event. When Gran and Ali arrived on Mercurio, everyone was very excited. The Who's il più veloce race had just been won by a mysterious visitor, and the planet was in uproar.
Look!
Ali cried as they landed. She pointed at a shop window.
Grandpa's on TV!
Sure enough, a picture of Grandpa winning the Chi è il più veloce race had flashed up on a TV screen.
The race organizers are still looking for the mystery winner, the TV newsreader said. Reports say that after crossing the finish line at record speed, he simply carried on going and has now disappeared.
Drat, said Gran. We've missed him. Let's try Venus.
Everyone on Venere was celebrating. Venere is hot, molto caldo. In fact, it is più caldo di anywhere else except il Sole. Because Venere è il pianeta più caldo, Venusians can't do much exercise. They spend most of their time lazing in their volcanoes. The Venusians don't like the Veloci Mercurians or their famous race, and they were delighted that an outsider had won it.
Gram! Ale! Congratulations on Mr. Grandpa's heroic race win!
Cried one Venusian as Gran and Ali landed.
How do you know, Grandpa? Asked Ali.
Mr. Grandpa invented our new national sport, lava boarding, said the Venusian, pointing to a framed photograph.
What a day! We haven't seen him since.
Drat, said Gran. We'll have to go to Mars.
Gran and Ali landed on Marte, right next to a statue of Grandpa.
You've got to be kidding me, Gran muttered.
The plaque underneath read, Marte was once an angry pianeta, and all the Martians were arrabbiati with each other. Many bad words were said, many good doors were slammed, and many useful and decorative plates were smashed. One day a visitor arrived from another planet. He asked us why we were arrabbiati, but nobody could remember. This made us più arrabbiati with him than we were with each other. It united us and created il pianeta più arrabbiato since records began. For this, we thank him,
and also banish him from Marte forever.
Well, he's not here, said Gran.
Drat, said Ali. Where to next?
Gran decided they should go to Jupiter.
It's very big, said Ali.
It's so grande that if you combined all the other pianeti together, Giove would still be più grande, said Gran. There are hundreds of lost people here.
Why? Asked Ali.
Because, said Gran, as well as being il pianeta più grande, it's also the foggiest.
Gerald, is that you?
A woman's voice called out of the fog as they landed.
I'm afraid not, Gran called back. Who's Gerald?
My husband, sobbed the voice. I've lost him again.
Perhaps we could help each other, suggested Ali.
We're looking for someone too.
What does Gerald look like?
I have no idea, the voice wailed.
Next, they visited Saturn, but there was no sign of Grandpa on Saturno either. Then they went to Uranus, but Urano was completely deserted. Finally, they arrived on Neptune. They were greeted by a young official with a clipboard.
Welcome to Nettuno, she said, handing them two finely crafted nose pegs. Il pianeta più puzzolente.
It was molto puzzolente. Gran and Ali quickly put on their nose pegs.
Have you seen any grandmas around?
Asked Gran. The official pointed behind them. There, on the side of a factory, was a picture of Grandpa. Ali and Gran ran inside to find hundreds of Neptunians making nose pegs.
Why is there a picture of Grandpa on your factory wall?
Ali asked the young official who had followed them in.
He saved our pianeta, she explained. Nettuno è più puzzolente di un paio di calzini boiled in cabbage water.
No one wanted to come here.
Grandpa said we should make nose pegs and hand them out to every visitor. Now Nettuno is the most popular holiday destination in the solar system.
Is he here?
Asked Gran. But the official said he'd just left.
Drat!
Said Gran and Ali together. They were climbing back into the spacecraft when the young official came running out of the factory.
He left his glasses, she called to them.
Thanks, said Ali, putting i suoi occhiali in her pocket.
Where to now? Asked Ali.
There is one place we haven't looked, Gran said.
Back on La Terra, Grandpa was in the living room, fast asleep.
We've been looking everywhere for you, shouted Gran, barging through the door.
Grandpa woke with a start. I've been here all afternoon, he insisted.
No, you haven't, said Ali. We followed you across space.
We went to Mercurio, il pianeta più veloce. siamo andate su Venere, il pianeta più caldo. Siamo andate su Marte, il pianeta più arrabbiato. Siamo andate su Giove, il pianeta più grande. Siamo andate su Urano e Saturno. Siamo andate su Nettuno, il pianeta più puzzolente. And Grandpa, you're famous.
Lo spazio, famous, Grandpa muttered. What nonsense. Now, where did I leave i miei occhiali?
Glossary. Arrabbiato, angry, masculine singular. Arrabbiati, angry, masculine plural. Caldo, hot. Chi è il più veloce? Who's the fastest? 5, 5, 2, 2. Giove, Jupiter. Grande, big. Il più, the most. Marte, Mars. Mercurio, Mercury. Molto, very. Nettuno, Neptune. Gli occhiali, glasses. Un paio di calzini, a pair of socks. Il pianeta, planet. Più, more. Più di, more than. Puzzolente, smelly. 4, 4. Saturno, Saturn. Siamo andate su, we went to. Il sole, the sun. Lo spazio, space. I suoi, his, her. La terra, the earth. 3, 3. 1, 1. Urano, Uranus. Veloce, fast, singular. Veloci, fast, plural. Venere, Venus. A note for parents. In English, there are two ways of saying comparatives and superlatives. Fast, faster, fastest. And beautiful, more beautiful, most beautiful. The construction we use depends on the adjective. In Italian, there's just one way of saying it. Veloce, più veloce, and il più veloce. Or bello, più bello, and il più bello. If the superlative is being used to describe a noun, such as planet, the article will go before the noun. For example, il pianeta più bello.